But he also hates it because often divorce results in adultery. So when a person gets divorced, okay, it's often with the intent, with the motive of marrying someone else. You understand? It's not like, well, I just want to divorce them and just be alone for the rest of my life. You know, people may say that, but let's just be real honest. They have their eyes on someone else. Amen. And even if they don't really know who that someone else is, in their mind, they want there to be a someone else. Which, according to the Bible, is considered adultery. Okay? Look at Matthew 19, verse 9. It says, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. So if a man puts away his wife, he divorces his wife, she marries another, she's committing adultery according to the Bible. But not only that, even if the individual that she's marrying has never been married before in her life, he's committing adultery as well because he's marrying the person who has been put away. You understand? That's, well, I don't really agree with that. Well, to take it up with God, because that's what he said. He defines what sin is. He defines what adultery is. He defines what fornication is. This is his biblical definition. And we're to bring our understanding to his level of definitions in the Bible and agree with that. You understand? His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. He said unto him, I like what he says, all men cannot receive this saying. Save they to whom it is given. He's like, not everyone's going to agree with me. He didn't say, well, you know, maybe you're right. You know, maybe we just take it easy on people and not talk about this. No, he's like, well, not everyone's going to be able to receive what I'm saying. They're not going to like what I'm saying.